The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey, good to have you with us live in New York. Thank you. Thank you for being here. If you're watching on Biz Television, and by the way, Biz is the exclusive home of the television home of Baldwin McCullough from this day forward. We had been on multiple networks in the past, and thankful for the partnership of those guys, but media being what it has been incumbent for us to solidify this relationship and move in this direction, and we are more than happy to do it. Scott Miller and Ed Frazier and the guys that are at Biz TV are just really good guys. They've always been friends of this broadcast, always believed in this broadcast, and so we're thankful to have that opportunity to be with them. And we're still on hundreds of great radio stations coast to coast, basically from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, San Diego, California, to Boston, Massachusetts, and everywhere in between, including our big flagship AM 570, The Answer here in New York, 970, The Answer here in New York, and now in some, 40 markets with Biz TV across the country. And we're on TuneIn. I mean, seriously, it's like thousands of radios, millions of televisions, every handheld device in the world. You can now be part of the Baldwin McCullough Show every Saturday night, and we're excited about that. We're expecting to hear from Mr. Baldwin momentarily. So if he was gonna call in at exactly five after, he's bummed because he's not able to be with us tonight. Did he call in? Okay. But we were in attendance at a memorial service for one of our staff members, Nick Riccio, who's our normal television director for this broadcast. His father passed away unexpectedly about a month ago, and he was cremated, and they dealt with it very quickly like that. But they hadn't had the memorial service until today, and so it was a delight to go and support young Nick in that fashion. And the Baldwins are especially close to their family, and so there's been some extra care and love that they've been showing to them today, and that's part of the reason why Steven's not with us tonight. Which I thought you would forgive him for, so I'm grateful. But anyway, he will likely be back with us at some point in this hour, and I hope that we get to hear from him. He had a whirlwind trip. He was in Istanbul, he was in Warsaw, he was in London, he was in Malaysia, all in a month's time, and kind of going back and forth. And I don't know, have you ever traveled amongst time zones regularly, like often, like every few days? It gets to be pretty pretty bizarre after a while. You just don't even remember where you're at. So that's what he's been living out, and we hope to talk to him soon. If you want to call Congress and ask them to impeach the president, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. That's what we would like you to do. If you're moved to the same reality that I've come to in the last week, which is that while the president has often been annoying, offensive, initiating bad policy, a lot of things that I disagreed with, I wasn't ready to call for his removal from office because I didn't think he had done anything that lived up to, measured up to the high crimes and misdemeanors that the Constitution expects of the impeachment process. But I have to think that when you release five of the world's worst terrorists, knowing that they were once captured because they were trying to murder thousands of your citizens, and you do so under false pretenses, and you do so in exchange for someone that you describe as a hero, you do so for someone that your national security advisor described as someone who served with honor and distinction. Mr. Bergdahl tried to skip out on his troops two other times before he finally did. And when he did desert, he went looking for the Taliban. He converted to Islam. He called himself a jihadi, a mujahideen. And he declared war on his own country. And the fact that, you know, his father stood in the Rose Garden last week and said, you know, son, you had to follow your conscience. Well, if your conscience led you into the arms of the enemy, we're under no obligation to go find you. I'm sorry. It's just, it doesn't work that way. You abandon us, we have no obligation left to you. Now, if somehow you make it back and you're still in one piece and you want to make recompense for your ways, then we'll let you through a very long time period that usually will have a significant amount of jail involved to try to prove that to us. But from the very moment that the president began to talk about why this was so important last Saturday afternoon, this has gotten nothing but worse nearly every day. An actual interview was done with one of the Taliban that was released by an NBC reporter on Friday. And he said boldly and proudly and without any reservation, yes, I'm returning to the battlefield to fight America. I will again attack America. I think that's treacherous. I think what our president has done has put us in danger. And I've asked you the question. He told Congress on Friday, look, we couldn't tell you the truth about why we let them go in enough time to be in accordance with the law, because the law says we have to give you 30 days notice, and we didn't have 30 days. And besides, they said they would kill our guy if we told anybody. Now, the president then repeats this story to the Congress, the congressional members that had come to see him. They then told the press, this is what he told us. Multiple, both Democrat and Republican, confirmed that that's what he said. So I've asked you the philosophical question tonight, which is worse? To have a president just, I don't know, flat out make up something like that, if that's what he did, or actually have a president that succumbs to the blackmailed demands of the enemy? Can you imagine how dangerous it would actually be if we had a chief executive that was able to be blackmailed by our enemy? I mean, he's the safest guy in the world. He has Secret Service. He's got tons of intelligence agencies. He's got an army at his disposal. You would think of all the people in the universe that couldn't be blackmailed, the president would be the guy that couldn't be bought. And yet the explanation was the reason we broke the law in not telling Congress, and they admitted that they broke the law, but the reason that we broke the law in not telling Congress was because we were afraid that they would kill him. They told us that they would kill him if we told anybody. 888-340-3373. Which is worse, to have an administration that can be blackmailed or to have an administration that is dishonest? Which is worse? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Ralph, line 2 in Red Bank, New Jersey. He's been very patient tonight. Ralph, thank you for your patience.
Yes, Kevin. Good evening to you.
You too.
Now, you know, I talk about the Geneva Convention before, you know, the last time I spoke
yes.
here.
Yep.
But your story, Ralph, is also now subject to diplomatic immunity, because I have just approved that application for that by Ban Ki-moon, the UN, you know, Secretary General. But that being said, didn't Obama promise you and I and we the people radical transformation?
Right.
He did, correct?
He did.
So in that regard, this man since day one has been doing more harm than good for this country. He's doing things for all the wrong reasons and against the best interests of this country. Furthermore, okay, everything that this man has ever done in his life, he is way over his head. meaning if Obama would say to you and I, do not underestimate you, you have been underestimated, Obama, okay? And, you know, he has proven time and again to us, to you and I, and we the people, that he is not up to the job, up to the task. He is a deceitful individual. He is, not a trustworthy, an untrustworthy person. If there is any sense of decency left on this man, I would like for him to do the Richard Nixon thing, which is to resign. But before he does that, he needs to apologize. And always remember here, Mr. Obama, the reason why I do not take anything less from you is because you serve me. I don't serve you. Public servant. That means you serve we the people.
Yep.
Someone needs to remind him that.
Yeah, no.
Ralph,
you've hit on one of the most important elements of this, and that is, this is an administration that fundamentally doesn't see itself accountable to we the people. They don't. They just don't believe that they owe us an explanation. They don't even believe that they owe Congress law keeping. They believe they can come up with some blackmail story and let it ride.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com, and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, June 5th, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.70, $648.85 for a half ounce, or $324.42 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.70, $648.85, and $324.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Live from New York, and if you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of the Chrysler Building. What it looks like on a beautiful early summer evening here in New York City. Is it summer? I guess it's not yet. We haven't hit June 21st yet, but glad you're with us nonetheless. Kevin McCullough is my name. Baldwin McCullough, the name of the broadcast. The Baldwin for Stephen Baldwin, the good Baldwin.
He hates it when I do that.
I don't care. He is the good Baldwin. I'm glad he's with us. But he'll be back next week. He's been away for a few weeks traveling with some movie work that he's had, thankfully. Lots of good stuff coming his way. But I'm keeping you company. We're talking about the biggest story probably of the year, and that is the Bo Bergdahl release and the trade for five terrorists. The five worst terrorists we had left in Gitmo. Even Dianne Feinstein, who is a supporter of President. And Denny from Florida, or wherever he's from, or wherever he says he's from. He has a Brooklyn area code on his phone, but he keeps emailing and texting. He was on with us in the last hour. He says that I just hate the president and it's all lopsided. But how can it be hate if the president's own people are saying the same thing? I mean, not the sycophants, not the perverse, you know, Susan Rice national security advisor types that will just do whatever they're told. But some conscientious members of his party, like Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Security National Security Committee, and a Democrat from California, liberal Democrat from California. I would not agree with her on probably 90, 95, 99% of the stuff she puts forward. But she's saying that the president didn't do what he was supposed to do here. And the reason that Congress was given, that he didn't give them the 30 days notice, that he had to let the five guys go, the five terrible terrorists that were left in Gitmo. The reason that he had to do that, evidently, was because they were blackmailing him, saying that they would kill his POW if he didn't, if he told anybody. So here's the philosophical question tonight. Which is worse? If you're going to have an administration lie to you directly, or if you have a chief executive or the executive branch of the government that's able to be blackmailed by our enemies, which is worse in your mind and why? They each present their own problems. I mean, if he's just desperate and making something up, that obviously has, you know, serious problems with it. But if it's because he was blackmailed that he didn't do what he's required to do by law with the Congress, doesn't that present its own set of problems as well? And what are those from your way of thinking? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to, well, look at this. We've got Biz TV all over the place tonight. Let's go to Idaho first. Patricia's been waiting. Patricia, thank you for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. I have a lot to say, but I'll try to keep it short.
Go for it.
I watched the interview, I believe it was Thursday night, with Brian Williams over in, I believe it was...
with Mr. Snowden?
...or Germany, interviewing Obama.
Oh.
And Obama talked about how Bergdahl had been captured. Well, even his fellow soldiers talked about how he had deserted... And six soldiers went out to find him, and they had been killed by the enemy. And my opinion is that we've got a bunch of reprobates running this this country.
And Patricia, hold on a second,
sit there and lie, and then the people sit there and lie and agree with him.
Patricia? Patricia, hold on 1 second, because you mentioned the six that died, and every time that somebody has mentioned them, because it burns the inside of me that we know Bergdahl's name, but we don't know these guys' names, so I just want to pay them this honor real quick. You mentioned the six that died looking for him. They were Staff Sergeant Clayton Bowen, Private First Class Morris Walker, Staff Sergeant Kurt Curtis, Second Lieutenant Darren Andrews, Staff Sergeant Michael Murphy, and Private First Class Matthew Martinek. Those, before we ever traded five terrorists for Bo Bergdahl, we sacrificed six of our finest. And those are the names that we should actually remember, not Mr. Bergdahl's. Anyway, go ahead with your point.
Well, and I also remember when Obama first got in office, the Greek guy was interviewing him.
Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos. And Stephanopoulos asked him a question about his religion. And he goes, oh, you mean my Muslim religion? And Stephanopoulos said, oh, no, your Christian religion. And Obama said, oh, yeah, my Christian religion. Well, you know, Obama had a slip of the tongue there. Wait, this is, 5 years ago. But my last point that I want to make is it is no longer God bless America. It is America bless God. Christians, we need to stand up. So it is America bless God.
All right, Patricia. America. Well said. Well said. Thank you for your points. And thanks for watching on Saturday nights there in Idaho. Let's go to greater Philadelphia area, Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's where Ronald's watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Ronald. Welcome.
Thanks. Good evening.
Glad you're with us.
First, I'd like to say thank you to all the men and women serving, past and present.
Amen.
They're doing a better job than this, I don't know. I hate to even mention this guy was in the service because he's in disgrace. He ought to be fitted for a permanent necktie and get it over with. These people shouldn't even talk about him. Mm. They just forget his name and move on. He isn't worth the time. I'm very upset. The president and everything, they don't have a clue what they're doing. They're running America into the ground. Every time he opens his mouth, it's nothing good about America. There's always something wrong with it.
You know what struck me, Ronald, and I thank you for your call. You know, this was the observance of D-Day on Friday. And it's the 70th observance of D-Day. And the president spoke. It's the first time in 6 years he's been to the D-Day ceremonies there in Normandy. And those valiant survivors that we still have, just a precious few of them left, were sitting in chairs behind him. And I wondered the whole time that we're sitting there, what on earth is going through their head about a guy that just turned five of our worst enemies that we've ever seen? Because these Taliban dudes, they make Hitler and Stalin look rational in some ways. These guys are so bad. And all they want to do is see nuclear mushroom clouds all over American cities. And I wondered how they were able to endure listening to his speech at Normandy on Friday. I believe that the actions in releasing the terrorists qualify him for impeachment. What do you think? 888-340-3373. But I'm really asking you, which is worse, to have a president that could have been blackmailed or one that just lied to us? Which do you think he did, and which do you think was worse, and why? Let's talk about it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Baldwin McCullough, I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome to New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough is the broadcast. That was a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. If you're watching on Biz TV nationwide, thank you for letting us be part of your Saturday evening. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, normally tag-teaming it, but Stephen's away tonight. He will return next week. Time Magazine printed a piece late this week that was kind of interesting. Asked whether the Taliban would be inspired by the exchange that occurred 1 week ago today to kidnap additional U.S. soldiers, a Taliban member said, definitely. It's better to kidnap one person like Bergdahl than kidnapping hundreds of useless people. It has encouraged our people. Now everybody will work hard to capture such an important bird. These are awesome people that the president was negotiating with for the release, aren't they? Last week I asked you, do you think it would be more likely or less likely that they would kidnap more or less people? That was an interesting conversation, not nearly as significant as tonight's conversation, which is the president took people from Congress behind closed doors late this week and told them that the reason that they weren't able to tell Congress about what they had done the way the law requires them to tell them is that the Taliban commanders had told him that if you make this public, if you tell anybody, we are going to kill your POW. So, a lot of questions. Did the president know that Bergdahl was the useless dog that he is? I mean, he abandoned his troops. And Susan Rice keeps saying, well, we got to bring him back and let him tell his side of the story. Really? Like, he didn't leave it obvious in the emails that he sent and the notes that he left behind and the conversations he had with his troops before he left them? The fact that he had tried to leave them twice before? Susan Rice is a joke. She's laughable. I don't know why she's the national security advisor. She certainly has no pedigree for it, unlike the Dr. Rice that preceded her. But that's a different issue. Another freed Taliban commander in Qatar, once he arrived, and by the way, did you see the homecomings that they had on the news? These guys were welcomed like heroes. He said to NBC, Mushtaq Yusufzai, I think is how you say the last name, and he was reporting from Peshawar, Pakistan, but he had been to Qatar. He talked to one of the guys. The guy said, yes, I will return to fight America. I will return to kill more Americans. By the way, you want to see any of these stories, I've got them all linked at my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01, but I've got just one after another, because every one of them was so significant. But then the president takes Congress inside this closed-door meeting and says, look, here's why I didn't follow the law. Here's why I didn't tell you. Because they said they were going to kill our guy. They said that they were going to kill Bergdahl if I told anybody. I didn't want to risk him, you know, losing his life. So he, by his own explanation, broke the law because he was being blackmailed to break the law. How significant is that, in all honesty? If you have a commander-in-chief that is able to be blackmailed, that is able to be, that is forced to succumb to pressure of our worst enemies, these aren't friendly people. These are the people we're shooting and killing in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and Yemen and other places. And he did as they instructed over the actual laws that we have that we are supposed to abide by. He did their bidding, not ours. And he explained he did it to save the life of what is now presumed to be a traitor. He's at the very least a deserter. Whether he collaborated, and here's one other story that broke this week. Oddly enough, when he did connect with the Taliban, only a few days later, suddenly the Taliban's attacks on our people in the region suddenly got way more accurate. How did that happen? The precision factor went up by a quotient of, I don't know, 40 or 50%. But all of a sudden, they were hitting targets easily. Where do you think that came from? So Megyn Kelly has on all of a bunch of his troop mates on her broadcast this week and says, should he be court-martialed when he gets back? And the one that described himself as being particularly close to Bergdahl and the other five that were all on the conversation all agreed that he should come and he should face a trial and, if necessary, be court-martialed. It's possible he'll get the death penalty if it's proven that he collaborated with the enemy. But the question here that I have for you, and I've been asking it all night, had some interesting conversation about it. Which is more dangerous, to have a commander-in-chief who can be blackmailed or one that merely lies to the American people? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Six.
If you're watching on Biz Television, it's a live shot of Times Square. Beautiful night here in New York City. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And on Biz Television, our tremendous TV partner that exclusively is now the television home of Baldwin McCullough. If you miss any part of it, you can catch it again immediately following the main broadcast. It starts up again 11 Eastern, right through until 1 a.m. on the East Coast. The president sat down for an outdoor interview with NBC's Brian Williams on his trip to Normandy late this week. And, you know, obviously everybody's going to ask the president about Bergdahl for the rest of his presidency. Until he gives us something else other than what he's given us, he's going to continue to get asked about this. So he ran through his previous talking points. By the way, I don't think it's done him any favors to be out of the country, because I don't think he realizes that the American press has largely proven the lies that have been told, and they've debunked them with the evidence. And even Democrats are upset that the non-truths are being told. Anyway, after he did all of that, he kind of summoned up a new explanation for what he did and why he didn't tell the congressional members, and here's what it was. He says, "I make no apologies for it. It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government and a view that was shared by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is something I would do again, and I will continue to do whenever I have an opportunity." Now, again, assuming that he hasn't seen any of the American television coverage or any of the news coverage that we have reported on here in the States in the last 7 days, let me point out a couple of things about what he's saying there. He says, he doesn't make any apologies for the way he did the trade, not telling anybody that the law requires him to tell, because among his principals in his government. What does that mean? It's not his government. It's our government. It's his administration. But it's only his administration while we give him permission to be there. And I personally think it's time. I think that the time for impeachment has come. And by the way, if you want to encourage Congress to take action on that, 202-224-3121, call your member of Congress, Senate and House. Tell them that you're in favor of impeaching the president. 202-224-3121. But he says, I don't make any apologies for this. It was a unanimous decision among my principals in my government. Whatever that means. The law doesn't care about the principals in his government. The law cares about telling Congress, because they have oversight authority. He says it was a view shared by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Again, doesn't matter. Congress has oversight authority. He says, this is something I would do again, and I will continue to do whenever I have an opportunity. So that last little bit, let's examine that. What did he do here? He went and released five of the world's worst terrorists, guys that everybody say are dangerous. Guys that said themselves that when they got back on the battlefield, they're going to go kill Americans again. Guys that did horrible things inside of Gitmo towards our people. Who's to say what they have planned and are desiring to launch against us once they're on the outside? And oh, by the way, they're living in the posh lap of luxury in Qatar now, and they've got comrades coming to them. It doesn't matter if they can't travel for a year, if that even holds. I predict they'll be out of Qatar within about 3 weeks. But they've got people coming to visit them. But the president saying to Brian Williams on NBC, when he's asked about, you didn't follow the law. This wasn't constitutional. What you did here was illegal. And furthermore, it's treacherous. I would do it again and will continue to do it whenever I have an opportunity. That's his direct quote. 888-340-3373. America, is this the country that you grew up in? Where is our country? I feel like we've lost it. And I was already feeling this way about the handling of Benghazi, because I think when you let our heroes die, when there's time to get help to them, and you choose to do nothing, and we still don't even know where the president was the night of Benghazi. For some reason, we're not allowed to know. He's our boy. He's our employee. He works for us. He does our errands. But we're not allowed to know where he was the night of 9/11/2012 when the Benghazi attacks occurred, for some reason. Now, aside from that, and in addition to, I think that the release of these five terrorists for what is in essence a traitor who should be court-martialed and likely put to death himself. What did we get out of it? What did we get back in this trade? I can't come up with anything. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Nancy is in Long Island, and she's now with us on the air here. Hi, Nancy. Welcome. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin, Obama has sympathy towards Muslims and Islam. Look at the way he's treated Israel for 5.5 years. He's letting Iran get the nukes. I mean, he's going to do whatever he wants. Bill O'Reilly had on his talking points, I think Monday or Tuesday of last week, from a good source that he knows, saying that Obama realizes that the economy's not coming back and that he's going to do whatever he wants without Congress for the next 2.5 years.
Well, he told us that. He told us that at the midterm. He said at the midterm, I'm going to go around Congress when they won't work with me.
That's right. Yeah, so forget for the next 2.5 years. And plus, he loves this. He knows his family from somewhere, I feel. Maybe a donor back then. And he loves it that they all converted to Islam. Remember, he loves that. He went to a Muslim school when he was in Jakarta. But anyway, these people know him from somewhere because maybe a donor or someone will find out eventually, I think.
I think we will. Thanks, Nancy. I appreciate the call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He told us that he was blackmailed. And if that's not true, then he just flat out lied to us. Which one in your mind is more dangerous? What happened? What's the downside to each? That's what we've been talking about tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Again, you want to see any of the support articles for any of the stuff I've been talking about tonight. I've been documenting it meticulously on my Facebook page. Just look for Kevin McCullough on Facebook and go to the public page. It has like 41,000 friends. You can read all of the articles there, and they all link through to the original pieces. But again, the president saying, I make no apologies for this. I would do it again, and I will continue to do it whenever he has the opportunity. Coming right back.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am
Son of God. February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. So glad that you're with us every Saturday night. And if you're watching us on Biz Television, again, a big thank you to the management of Biz TV. They have stepped up and are now the exclusive provider of Baldwin McCullough TV coast to coast. We are excited to be in great cities like Tampa, New York, Dallas, Houston, Salt Lake City, Denver, and coming soon to Los Angeles. So anyway, thanks to them. Big night for us because this is the first week that's been the reality. Let's go to line one. Bruce is calling us from Florida, watching us on Biz TV. Hi, Bruce. Welcome.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for your call. So we've been talking all night tonight about Obama. Well, he either got blackmailed or he told us a fib. And I've asked which is more dangerous to the American people, to have a chief executive that actually could be blackmailed or one that just repeatedly lies to us. Your thoughts on that?
Well, he's obviously lying. If you go back in his first term and you watch some of his speeches when people would ask him what he's going to do about Gitmo or does he believe in Gitmo, he said he would get those people out of there, and as far as he was concerned, he would close that place within 5 years. Guess what? 5 years just expired. I think the thing with Bergdahl, they used it for two reasons. He wanted to get the people out of Gitmo because I believe he's a closet Muslim radical, like two of your other callers said tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it is they used the Bergdahl thing to kind of justify it.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back and you go back into Bergdahl, he left a note. Nobody's talking about the note he left.
Oh, yeah, I've mentioned it.
The other side.
Yeah, no, I've mentioned it. And then he also said things in emails back to his parents that reflected the same thing. And there was no
Absolutely.
There was no mystery about his motives there.
Yeah. And so if you start looking back from his first inauguration, which, by the way, he used a Koran, not a Bible, you will start seeing... You know, the most
Bruce, that's not true. He was sworn in on a Bible. It was Keith Ellison, the congressman from Minnesota, that was sworn in on the Quran. But it's easy to get those things confused.
Well, my information was incorrect, but I was told it was that there was a Quran present.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe he put his hand on it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I have bad information. I do know this is good information, firsthand information. Anytime he goes to Eastern Europe, like the other lady said, he prays at the Blue Mosque. Now, what kind of a president you have who cancels National Prayer Day,
yeah,
a holiday
true.
In the United
that's
States,
true.
That allows
true.
Muslims to start their month-long holiday in August on the presidential grounds? That did happen. I saw it on the news.
No, it did. You're right.
On television.
You're right. Bruce, long story short, you believe it's time to impeach him?
Absolutely.
If we win the Senate in November, at least, I think that's what we should do. All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Thank you for watching and for listening. And call back sometime again. We'd appreciate it. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Stephen, again, away tonight, but he'll be back next week. He's finally back from his world travels. And, again, our thoughts are with the Riccio family tonight. We appreciate Nick Jr. and everything he brings to this broadcast and the loss of his dad. In fact, we dedicate this broadcast to him. We'll see you next week.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Pornographic magazines.